Good evening, everyone. I declare the meeting open at 6:02 p.m. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'd like to welcome to the meeting Mayor Catherine Hamilton, as well as Deputy Mayor Ian Johnson, and staff. I'll move on to item two, attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved. Councillor Sutherland has sent her apologies for this evening, and we welcome Councillor Georgia Johnson, who will be deputising for Councillor Sutherland. And there are no other apologies. Leave of absence previously approved is Councillor Sutherland. Okay, so I'll now move on to item three, disclosures of interest. Do any councillors have any interest to disclose this evening? Councillor Ellery.
Yes, just relating to item 19.1, the request for tender. My wife is an employee of one of the tenderers.
So the interest is?
Financial interest.
So you'll need to leave the room for item 19.1?
That is understood.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? If not, I'll move on to item four, announcements by the chairperson or presiding member. Since our last meeting, Councillor Jeans and Councillor Sutherland have been elected as Audit Committee Chairperson and Audit Committee Deputy Chairperson. Congratulations to Councillor Jeans and Councillor Sutherland. Item five, response to previous questions taken on notice. There are none. Item six, public question time. Don't believe there are any members of the public here. So we'll move on to item seven, applications for leave of absence. I understand Councillor Bowman is seeking to apply.
Yes, Madam Chair, 21st to the 24th of May.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to apply? Can I have a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor Jean, seconded Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are nil. Item 9, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. May I please have a mover and seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of February 2024 to be confirmed. Moved Councillor Ellery, seconded Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given, and I have been advised by the CEO that they have not received any questions of which due notice has been given. Item 11, questions without notice. Councillors, do you have any questions that are not specific to the employee reports? Councillor Johnson.
Thank you. Correct me if I'm wrong if it does refer to the employee report. So my question is, could Council have an update on the Reconciliation Action Plan, please?
I'll go to the CEO.
I'll hand that to the CSO. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. There's been no further update on the Reconciliation Action Plan for some time. We are looking to bring more of it in-house as opposed to being external, because we recognise that all member councils have their own Reconciliation Action Plan. So it was quite difficult for us to have a community Reconciliation Action Plan when every other council has one. So we're looking at bringing it back in-house to be more internal than external focused.
Okay. Through the Chair, thank you for that. Can I ask a follow-up question, please? Just wondering, would council be necessarily updated in that case?
Yes, through the Chair, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Okay, I'll move on to item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. The following confidential reports are covered under section 19 of this agenda. Request for tender RFT 2024-004, provision of equipment rental, and East Rockingham waste to energy plant update. Item 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. So councillors, at the 22nd of February 24 ordinary council meeting, under item 14.6, review of delegated powers and duties, it was resolved by council for the item to be adjourned to the next meeting, which is this current meeting. I've been advised by the CEO that additional time will be required to undertake an overhaul of the register of delegation to match templates used by other councils as requested by this council. In accordance with section 5.18 and section 5.46 of the Local Government Act 1905, the delegations made by council to committees and the CEO are to be reviewed in every financial year. This means that the review will need to be done no later than 30 June 2024. Accordingly, for governance purposes, we will request that council pass the motion for the item to be brought back to council at its June meeting. So can I please have a mover and seconder for the item to be adjourned to the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of June 2024. Move Deputy Chair Bowman, seconded Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. So we're on to item 14, employee reports. Does anyone wish to withdraw any of the reports to be dealt with separately under section 14? No? Okay, so can I have a mover and a seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations in the employee reports? Moved Councillor Jean, seconded Councillor Ames. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, so we move on to item 15, reports of committees. So, councillors, item 12.1 of the Audit Committee minutes will be withdrawn to deal with the Audit Committee's alternate recommendation. Do we have any other items to be withdrawn from the Audit Committee meeting? 15.1, Audit Committee meeting held the 7th of March, reconvened on the 14th of March. Any other items? No? So can I have a mover and seconder for the motion that, with the exception of item 12.1, which is to be withdrawn and dealt with separately, council adopts the recommendations in the Audit Committee report, section 15.1. Move Councillor Jean, seconded Councillor Palifka. Does any, would you like to speak to it as chair? No? Would you like to speak to it? No? I'm just seeing, would anyone has any questions on this before I put it to the vote? Councillor Johnson?
Thank you. Can I ask a question on, sorry, my numbers might not, I've got 15.1.5, the half year budget review. Is that covered in this item?
It is covered, yes. So yeah. We're not suggesting that that's the one that's withdrawn.
No, just compliance. Checking because my numbers and, yeah.
So that would be adopted on block.
Yeah, can I ask a question about it? Or
if you want to ask a question about that, then we'll have to not adopt
it. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I will now put this to the vote that we accept the other items other than 12.1 to be moved on block. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, so 12.1, the compliance audit return for 2023. Councillors, you would have noted from the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting that there is an alternate recommendation from the Audit Committee. It wishes for council to confirm the details of the walking floor as well as whether non-designated employees are required to do a return. You would also note that officers have provided some post-meeting notes, and officers have recommended that it be reflected in the compliance audit return. The changes are tracked in the attachment 2, and the final draft for council review and adoption is attachment 3. With regards to the requirement for non-designated employees being required to do a return, I understand we have now received advice confirming that non-designated employees are not required to do a return. And I'll invite to the CEO to speak on this item.
Thank you, and through the chair. So in the red folder is actually three pieces of advice that we gathered. Advised by WELGA, advised by the Department of Local Government, and some legal advice, just to confirm that our practices and procedures are in line with the Act, and that was the requirement of that alternate motion. And as you know, councillors, each of you must submit a return, and this was what the question was about, whether an annual return needs to be done by every staff member that actually does procurement or has a certain function within the EMRC. And a return must be done if you are a relevant person. I don't know whether that's actually a good statement. You know, I think we're all relevant here, but that's the definition. Another type of relevant person is a designated employee. And as a CEO, I'm deemed a designated person or employee. Other employees with delegated power and duties under the Act are also included as designated employees. So that means that people that act for the CEO, they also have to do an annual return. The question that was raised at the audit committee was whether employees who raise purchase orders or incur liabilities are deemed to be given delegated power and duties under the Act. We do not believe that these employees are given delegated powers. Accordingly, such employees have not been required to file a return. Councillors, there's a legal distinction between a delegation and an authorization. A delegation has the full discretionary powers from an express statutory power. An authorization is an authority granted to a position or person to undertake a function. Incurring a liability is not described in the Act or regulations as an express power of duty. Incurring a liability is a procedural matter subject to CEO authorizations. And as CEO, I have established systems and written procedures. In this case, we have a management guideline giving authority limits to employees to issue purchase orders and incur a liability, and another guideline setting out the process, internal controls, and limits to employees with credit cards and other transaction cards. The authority to raise purchase orders may be classified as an acting through arrangement with the terms within the terms of the Act. Similarly, using a credit card is also a method of incurring a liability. To provide reassurance to councillors, we have sought advice from WELGA, the Department of Local Government, and legal advisor. And all three sources confirm that such employees are not designated employee or relevant person under the definition of the Act that would be required to file a return. That being the case, the response to questions in the compliance audit return regarding returns are correct as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. So, councillors, now that we've received advice on the items recommended by the audit committee for council to confirm, we have an amended recommendation for council to adopt the draft amended compliance audit return 2023, forming attachment 3 to this report, and that it be certified by the chairperson and chief executive officer and submitted to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries by the 31st of March 2024.
Question?
Yep. So I'll just see, before we go to questions, I'll just see if there's a mover and a seconder for this item, and then we can go to questions. Moved, Councillor Jeans. Seconded, Councillor Ames. Councillor Catalano.
Where's the motion? Sorry. Where is it? Which set? I can't find it in the.
Sorry, it's under.
Yes, sir.
The amended recommendation.
Well, I've got this one here. I've got the.
No, not that one.
We're at the.
What the page
compliance audit report.
29. Oh, the audit report.
The compliance audit report.
Oh, I haven't got that. That's why it is. Mm. Yeah, okay.
All good?
So what is it that you're changing? What was the...
So basically, at the audit committee, there were questions asked about designated employees and and whether they needed to do an annual report. So the recommendation from the audit committee was that EMRC would provide further advice.
Yes.
And then provide it to council so that we could make a decision at council. Okay. So that's what the CEO has read out and confirmed that the interpretation by the EMRC is in fact correct, following advice from WALGA, Department of Local Government, as well as legal advice.
And your interpretation is that they do have to do an annual turn?
No.
Don't have to do an
annual. Only the...
Yes, the relevant people.
Yes.
Yeah, and is that the motion? Because I haven't got the motion in front of me.
So I'll just read out the amended motion.
Right, thank you.
That council adopts the draft amended compliance audit return 2023, forming attachment 3 to this report, that it be certified by the chairperson and chief executive officer and submitted to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries by 31 March 2024. So that's been moved by Councillor Jean, seconded by Councillor Ames. Deputy Chair, did you have a question as well?
Just a question of the CEO through you, Madam Chair. Mr. CEO, can you just confirm then that no staff have delegations except for the four?
I'll go to the CEO.
That's correct.
And just a second question. With the motion that adopts the draft amended compliance return, it's amended because of the one item, which was the tender item. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. Yes, that's right. That's amended because there was a query whether the annual return should be amended as well, because it stated that only annual returns were submitted by the CEO and acting person. That's correct. So only the tender has been amended.
Yep. Does anyone else have any questions on this item? Would you like to speak to it? No? Okay, I will put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So I'm moving on to item 16, which is reports of delegates. And 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes held the 21st of February 2024, and the minutes of the MWAC meeting are included in the agenda. And I will invite Councillor Johnson, if you wish to speak on this item, I'll take any questions.
Sure. We updated some policies. It's really good stuff. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Councillors, any questions on this item? No? Okay, we'll move on to item 17, which is members' motions of which previous notice has been given, and there are nil. Item 18, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. And we are on to item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So, councillors, we have two confidential items, and the meeting will have to be closed to the members of the public in accordance with the Act. May I please have a mover and seconder for the recommendation that the meeting be closed to members of the public in accordance with Section 5.23(2)(c) of the Local Government Act 1995 for the purpose of dealing with matters of a confidential nature. Move, Deputy Chair Bowman. Seconded, Councillor Ames. All those in favour? Yep. If you could just keep your hands up, is Deputy Chair Bowman, Councillor Palifka, Councillor Ames, Councillor Ellery, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Catalano, and myself. All those against is Councillor Johnson. That is carried. So we'll now go behind closed doors. All those in favour? That is unanimous.
Just checking that's done.
Yep. Okay. So item 20, future meetings of council. The next meeting of council will be held on Thursday, the 23rd of May 2024 at the EMRC Administration Office, commencing at 6 p.m. And I will declare this evening's meeting closed at 7:18 p.m. Thank you, councillors.